Aucklanders are putting their health on the line to swim at a popular central city swimming spot. Swimmers are flocking to Te Aunga, Oakley Creek Waterfall, but the area has long-running issues with water quality. Katie Fitzgerald reports.
A sign at the start of the track to Oakley Creek Waterfall warns against swimming or playing in the water, but that's not stopping visitors.
First time I came here, I saw the signs and I didn't want to swim because I was worried because I heard it was polluted. And then I came with some mates and I saw them swimming, and then I came and I've come here ever since for like a few months.
It's a little bit dirty, to be honest, but you know, keeping cool. And I've swam in it a few times and never had a problem, so yeah, I'm pretty fine with swimming in it.
The waterfall is in the middle of the Auckland suburb of Waterview, surrounded by lush bush and housing. Friends of Oakley Creek founding member Wendy Johns says people have been swimming in the creek for decades and issues with the water are well known.
We don't want to spoil people's fun.
Auckland Council Safe Swim Program Manager Nick Vigor says the problem with Oakley Creek is that it doesn't give consistent safe readings.
There are enough exceedances in their record that it's a problem. We can't meet our normal criteria in terms of accuracy of the models. So it is a public health risk, definitely.
The public health risk isn't huge, but there is the chance of picking up illnesses that can be transmitted in human wastewater. Massey University Professor Nigel French says norovirus and other nasties can live in wastewater.
We've got things like Campylobacter, we have Salmonella, and we have some fairly nasty E. coli, which could get into the wastewater. And then again, if people are infected, then things like Cryptosporidium and Giardia, which are both parasites, could also cause illness in people exposed to that through recreational swimming, for example.
Nigel French says those illnesses tend to have similar symptoms.
Bloody diarrhea can be a common symptom. Abdominal pain or stomach cramps can be quite common. Nausea and vomiting in some cases, and fever can be the kinds of symptoms that you would see. And many of those are quite common to all of those things that I mentioned.
Auckland Council's Nick Vigor has a message for those who want to lower their chances of getting sick from nasties. Get in the sea.
Everything dies off much faster in salt water. It's a much safer environment, a much lower risk environment.
And that was Auckland Council's Nick Vigor ending that report from Katie Fitzgerald.